This hour of the Howie Car Show podcast is brought to you by the Howie Car Show store. If you can't get enough of Howie, you can buy Howie's books, t-shirts, and more. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click store.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer.
I could teach anybody to be a farmer. You dig a hole, you put a seed in, you put dirt on top, add water, up comes the corn. You could learn that. Now comes the information economy, and that is a whole degree level different. You have to have a lot more gray matter.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
During the Cold War, the Soviet Union brainwashed dozens of American civilians.
I know you were in Russia in 1988 with your wife.
Yes, Yaroslavl, yes.
Effectively making them sleeper agents who could be activated at any time to do the work of the KGB.
You were programmed to work for Russia, and your memory was erased.
Excuse
so
me? Is this what you believe?
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
The agents could be activated by uttering a predetermined phrase, at which point they would snap into a trance and mindlessly carry out whatever orders they were given by their KGB handlers.
Now it's time to wake up and fulfill your mission. Become president of the United States, build communism in the United States, and work for Russia.
The activation phrase was something that no one would ever think to utter. The phrase is...
Бабушка нас...
Балалайка!
Unchained and unstoppable.
And there is... The President Donald Trump, his car, entering the Daytona International Speedway. We're hearing he's going to take a few laps.
And are the drivers excited about this? Well, here's Clint Boyer's radio.
He's going to paint the field?
Yep.
Love it. Gosh, it's awesome.
Well, that's a sight for the ages right there.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Happy President's Day, everybody. Gentlemen, start your engines. It was great, wasn't it? Hilarious. And the fact that the alt-left media's heads collectively exploded was the icing on the cake. It was beautiful. 844-500-4242. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. We're broadcasting live today. As always, and it is a semi-holiday, President's Day, and there's a lot to get to, though, of course, as always. And I usually like to start off the day, especially on a Monday, with Joe Biden's greatest hits of the weekend. And we've got a lot of them today, of course. You know, confusion about what state he's in, and you know, confusion about you know, what the seasons are, that kind of stuff. Illegal immigration is a gift. Yes, he said that too. But I want to start out though today with a little change up. This time we're going to do Bloomberg, because this cut about anybody can be a farmer. I mean, this is so preposterous. I would just like to ask him, has he ever tried to grow a tomato plant? I mean, even one tomato plant. Has he ever put it in soil? Has he ever checked to see if the soil would support a tomato plant? Has he ever, you know, tried to, I don't know, put a blueberry bush in his backyard? I can think of that because I've tried to do all the stuff I'm going to mention. But the blueberry bush, I thought, oh, this is great. I'll just put the blueberry bush out there, and you know, I'll water it every once in a while. The soil looks pretty good. I'll put some plant food in it. I'll get all the blueberries I need. Guess what? The birds got all the blueberries.
I think Bill de Blasio knows a few things about potted plants.
Did he ever try to grow pot? That was a whole other thing, you know? I mean, in the old days, you had to worry, if you grew pot, you had to worry about some hippie, you know, coming upon it and chopping it down and taking it from you before you had a chance to harvest the hemp. Has he ever tried to raise chickens? Has he ever had to deal with the problem of varmints, critters getting in and killing into the coop and killing the chickens? Has he ever had to deal with chickens going rogue and starting to eat one another's eggs? Does he know anything about agriculture? What a buffoon! He's just this is like the people that last year or 2 years ago were saying, what does Devin Nunes know about the Russian collusion hoax? He's just a dairy farmer. Adam Schiff, he went to Harvard Law School. And now we compare and contrast the two memos that were put out. Devin Nunes' memo, 100% accurate. Devin Nunes, Adam Schiff's memo on the hoax, about 95% false. 844-500-4242. There we go. So we've got to, I want to play the Bloomberg belittling the farmers here. Cut five. Listen, just listen to this.
And we could teach processes. I could teach anybody, even people in this room, so no offense intended, to be a farmer. It's a process. You dig a hole, you put a seed in, you put dirt on top, add water, up comes the corn. Then we had 300, you could learn that. Then you have 300 years of the industrial society. You put the piece of metal on the lathe, you turn the crank and the direction of the arrow, and you can have a job. And we created a lot of jobs. 1.98% of the world worked in agriculture. Today, it's 2% in the United States. Now comes the information economy. And the information economy is fundamentally different because it's built around replacing people with technology. And the skill sets that you have to learn are how to think and analyze. And that is a whole degree level different. You have to have a different skill set. You have to have a lot more gray matter.
If the people working in the information economy have so much more gray matter, why are they voting for these Democrats who want to destroy the economy that's made them all wealthy and affluent? Everybody in the country, including the poorest people, affluent.
He also proved, Howie, he doesn't know anything about machinists. He called it a lathe instead of a lathe.
I thought he was mispronouncing it too. And you know, the thing is, if you're not paying attention when you're on one of those machines, pretty soon you're not going to have 10 fingers. You know, has he ever been around people who have lost fingers or at least parts of their fingers because they weren't paying attention? You kind of got to be on your toes when you're doing that kind of work. He's really an obnoxious person. And then how about this one? And you know, I'm surprised that this one's getting so much play. Although I guess it's being promoted by his opponents. But he said basically the same thing that Obama said when the so-called Affordable Care Act was passed, which is that at some point you just have to tell people if they're above a certain age, you're not going to give them, say, Obama mentioned, I think, a hip replacement, and said you just give them some blue pills or some, I think he meant oxys, whatever that color is. You just give them some pills and send them home. But now Bloomberg is also, I don't think he understands the when the onset of prostate cancer is. But I'll just let you listen to this. Cut six.
If you're bleeding, I'll stop the bleeding. If you need an x-ray, you're going to have to wait. That's just... And all of these costs keep going up. Nobody wants to pay any more money. And at the rate we're going, healthcare is going to bankrupt us. So not only do we have a problem, it's going to bankrupt us. And we've got to sit here and say which things we're going to do and which things we're not. Nobody wants to do that. You know, you show up with prostate cancer, and you're 95 years old, we should say, go and enjoy, have an ice cream, lead a long life. There's no cure, and you can't do it. If you're a young person, we should do something about it. Society's not willing to do that yet.
See, I think prostate cancer comes on a lot earlier than age 95, so he doesn't know what he's talking about there, for starters. But, you know, Is that so? He says it's going to bankrupt us all. So, where does he stand on Medicare for All then? Because that's one of the sine qua nons for the Democrats this year. They've all got to be in one way or another for Medicare for All. You don't only have to be for Medicare for All. You have to be for Medicare for All for illegal aliens, meaning free health care for illegal aliens. But then that brings us to Joe Biden. I just want to play one. We'll play one Joe Biden cut before the break. It's, you know, it's really a great thing to have, you know, all these illegal aliens flooding into the country, killing, murdering people, driving drunk, going on welfare, you know, just basically living high, living free in America, everything free in America. Listen to how Joe Biden describes everyone from the third world coming over here to live free in America. Cut 19.
We can afford to do this in terms, this is a big country. The idea we can accommodate more people in the interest of the United States. And by the way, guess what? They're the reason why. The legal as well as undocumented. They're the reason why our society is functioning. The reason why our economy is growing. We don't talk about that. We stand up and act like it's a burden. It is not a burden. It's a gift.
It's a gift. It's a gift. Illegal aliens are a gift. Did you see the woman, the granddaughter of the 92-year-old woman, a legal immigrant who was murdered by an illegal alien? A guy who was supposed to be deported last fall after he assaulted his father. And instead, de Blasio's catch and release program let him loose, and he raped and murdered this 92-year-old grandmother. And the granddaughter, her name is Daria Ortiz, she was at the White House on Friday, and she spoke with President Trump standing behind her. And then I saw her on Fox and Friends yesterday. She's really smart. I was over at in West Palm at the doing a hit on Fox, myself on Fox and Friends, and we were watching it, the cameraman and I, and I said I'd take her in an IQ test with AOC any day of the week. And I thought to myself, I would take Gunnar, my pug, in a an IQ contest with AOC, though, so that doesn't mean much, but she's really smart.
A beautiful dog, a talented dog.
This woman, Daria Ortiz, she's got a future in politics if she wants to get involved with it. And she was just ripping into Bloomberg. She said, my grandmother should still be here. Why didn't, you know, and then you know, the host said, well, do you blame the NYPD? She says, no, they have to follow orders. They get their superiors are politicians like Bloomberg. Bloomberg said, don't turn over these violent illegal aliens to ICE, even if they've got if they get a detainer, you know, which means hold for the ICE, the federal agents, to pick him up so they can get him the hell out of this country, send him back to whatever third world hellhole he came from. And they let him go, and he ends up raping and murdering this 92-year-old woman. Just horrible. Horrible. 844-500-4242. 207 says, can we return the gift? Gift. How about this? 30 million of these gifts. And, you know, we're supporting probably three quarters of them at least. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zucco from Hanson, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
Down here we got snapping turtles.
Up there we got big bed bugs.
Down here the whale's making trouble.
Up there A-Rod's taking drugs.
New Yorkers the bravest people. The cops on the beat they care.
It's true, firefighters, teachers. We got heroes everywhere.
That's Bloomberg. That's some stuff from, what is that, YouTube? Is that on YouTube?
He was trending today because I guess he's made some appearances at charity events on Broadway. That's stuff from like 2012 that's just coming around again today.
Ugh. There's some we got lots of stuff here today. This is a good day. It's a holiday. We'll play all of the Greta Thunberg pranking of Bernie. It's, you know, it's these Russian pranksters. I don't know if it's the same ones who got Schiff on Kompromat, but it's pretty funny stuff. They got Bernie in there, and they They said, we brainwashed you when you were on your honeymoon. And you heard a little bit of it in the intro, but it's pretty funny stuff. And we've got all that. And again, we've got a lot of Biden stuff as well. But first, the poll question of the day. Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy, but with Roman now, it can be. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED all from home. Go to GetRoman.com/Howie to get a free online visit and free two-day shipping. Today's a perfect day to do it if you're not working. Get it done in the comfort and privacy of your own home, and you can have the medication by Friday with the free two-day shipping. GetRoman.com/Howie. What's the poll question, Taylor, and what are the results thus far?
Who's more likely to be the Democrat nominee, Bernie Sanders or Mike Bloomberg?
I'm going to say Bernie Sanders.
68% say Bernie.
Yeah, I don't see how they can take it away from him, really. I really don't. It's
Ye of little faith. They'll find a way.
They're going to try to. I mean, this Politico story yesterday saying that the apps in Nevada for the so-called caucuses aren't working, that's another sign to me. I mean, call me paranoid, but it seems to me that they're getting ready to try to steal the caucuses from them, or at least not declare a winner once again, just like they did in Iowa. And, Bernie appears to be way out in front in Nevada. Apparently yesterday he had a rally, and they're doing, I don't know how you do pre-caucus voting. I mean, don't you have to be there at a caucus to vote? But they're doing early voting in caucuses. I don't know how that works, but that's what they're doing. So he marched 1,000 people down to a precinct to do early caucus voting. And I assume that, next Saturday night we'll find out that 4 people voted for Bernie in that precinct, if it goes like Iowa did. I don't think they're going to take it, though, this time. They're already in a very ugly mood. You know, they're committing arson in California. They're running vans into Republican voter registration tents in Florida. They're assaulting people wearing MAGA hats all over the country. They're totally out of control. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, so I think we should issue a challenge to Mike Bloomberg and have him come out to Iowa to drive a combine, since he hasn't driven his own car in about 50 years.
You're right, Bob. You know, Hillary Clinton hasn't driven a car probably since her husband was elected president back in 1992. I'll bet Bloomberg made $10 million when he got fired from Goldman Sachs or wherever it was. I'll bet he hasn't driven a car since then. You know, you're right. Yeah, let him see what he could do. Let him get up in that Paul Harvey cut that we just played. Let him get up at 4 o'clock and try to milk the cows. See if he could hook up the milking machine to the udders. Bob, you think he could handle that?
I don't know about that, but here's what I did just before I called and spoke with Taylor. I spoke with the Iowa Corn Growers Association out in Iowa.
Yeah,
and I spoke with Brandy, she's the public relations manager, and she put me in touch with their government relations guy named Kevin Stutter, and I left him a message. I think you ought to get him on Tucker with you and issue this challenge to Bloomberg to see if not only can he grow his own stock of corn, but come out to Iowa and drive a John Deere combine.
I wonder if he can even drive a standard transmission automobile.
That's like the Marine Corps asking Joe Biden to come do push-ups. Well, come on.
So they want to get rid of fracking. They want to get rid of nuclear power. They want to get rid of coal. Now they want to get rid of agriculture, period. I really don't get that one. I'm Howie Carr.
Do you or a loved one have trouble hearing over the telephone, or need to turn up the TV volume so loud that others complain, or find it hard to follow conversations at the dinner table or in a restaurant? Let's face it, hearing problems can be embarrassing. That's why Hearing Help Express takes away the anguish and embarrassment of hearing loss. Better Hearing has never been so convenient and affordable with simple to use, hard to see, and easy to afford hearing aids and professional care delivered right to your own home. And the best part? Hearing Help Express cuts out the middleman, saving you over 50% and an inconvenient trip to an audiologist's office. Right now, Hearing Help Express is offering a free, no-obligation hearing loss information kit that includes a hearing assessment with special offers and discounts. I love their information kit and have taken the assessment myself. It's fast, easy, and informative. Call Hearing Help Express today at 800-353-5200. Call 800-353-5200. That's 800-353-5200. Use promo code Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We'll play the Bernie getting pranked cuts in the next hour, I think, because it's pretty funny, but you got to like lay them all out, and it takes a while, and maybe we'll get to them sometime today anyway, and it is the same pranksters who got Adam Schiff claiming they had pictures of naked Trump. And as 617 says, aren't these same violent anarchists the same people who have hate has no homes here signs on their lawns? Yeah, I think so, generally speaking. Although I think most of these violent anarchists tend to be not to have lawns of their own. They're living in the basements of their parents. So maybe they put the hate has no home here signs out in their parents' front yards. They arrested another the Chinese national I was telling you about who was arrested for trespassing on Mar-a-Lago. She got 6 months on Friday afternoon, by the way, 6 months. And they also on Thursday night, Friday morning, they arrested a guy who was sleeping in the bushes next to the walls at Mar-a-Lago. It was the second time they'd done it. He's 38. And he's the classic Bernie bro living in his parents' basement. They said, okay, we're going to take you home again. You know, they weren't even going to arrest him. And he said, no, take me to jail. I don't want to go back to my parents' house. So they just lugged him off to the Palm Beach County Jail. It's just getting ridiculous. You know, Iranians who look like terrorists with machetes in their backpacks and $22,000 cash getting arrested in the park next to my house. And people sleeping in the bushes next to Mar-a-Lago. Chinese nationals wandering onto the grounds.
Mar-a-Lago!
Yikes. 844-500-4242. Before we go back to the phone lines, let's play a couple. I'm not gonna tease you. Let's go to the Biden. Again, Joe Biden, we're going to miss him. And it ain't going to be that much longer that he's around, you know? Do you think he's actually going to make it to Super Tuesday? Super Tuesday's 2 weeks away. He could be gone very quickly. But anyway, here he is. He's having a tough time with his memory loss. This isn't short-term memory loss. This is just, I don't know what you'd call this, cut 20.
You know, I have to admit to you, I was not only surprised but somewhat stunned, although I had met Sully and his wife at an event in Los Angeles back in the spring, late winter, early fall, you know what I mean, back in California.
Speaking of California, cut 22.
There's no reason why at our ports we don't have solar capacity to be able to make sure that we save a whole hell of a lot of energy, create a lot of new jobs for people out there, just like here in California, here in Nevada.
Okay. Now he gave an interview to that guy who hassled the Mexican who hassled Trump and got thrown out back in 2015. It works for Telemundo or Univision, one of those places. And he did an interview with him, and the guy was actually hassling Biden pretty good about the fact that that the Obama administration were the ones who started the policy of separating illegal alien children, future public charges from their future public charge parents. Okay, cut 21.
At the debate in Houston, you said that during the Obama-Biden administration, and I quote, we didn't lock people in cages. But you actually did. Well, not in the same numbers as in the Trump administration, but you did. We found a picture of an 8-year-old boy from Honduras.
Yes. And
in 2014 in a detention center in McAllen, Texas. I spoke with the
yes. And what happened was all the unaccompanied children were coming across the border. We tried to get them out. We kept them safe and get them out of the detention centers that essentially that center that were run by Homeland Security and get them into communities as quickly as we can.
Maybe people would say they were cages.
You know you're not telling the truth here about the comparison of the two things.
I'm saying that the numbers in your administration were not the same as the ones we're seeing right now with the Trump administration.
Well, beyond that.
At the debating.
He put them in the cages to keep them safe. Okay, that's what they were doing. Sometimes, you know, it's like in Vietnam. You know, sometimes you had to burn the village to save the village. You had to put them in the cages. And you know you're not telling. Whenever Biden says you know you're not telling the truth, you know you are telling the truth. 844-500-4242. 508 says MSNBC has been advertising all day that Joe will be on at 4 p.m. with Nicole Wallace. Well, that's because he figures that she's going to treat him with kid gloves. And by the way, who's watching MSNBC at 4 o'clock? Nobody, especially on a semi-holiday. 844-500-4242. Flynn, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Flynn.
Hello. Hey, Captain, it's Slim.
Slim? Okay, sorry, Slim.
Yeah. Hey, this Bloomberg idiot, he knows nothing. And that thing you played, I'm a farmer, and that really pissed me off. He has no idea.
Yeah, I know. And the thing is, he has contempt for people he obviously knows nothing about. I don't, like I said, I'm not a farmer, but I've tried to grow little tomato plants and blueberry plants and keep a few chickens. I mean, I know how hard it is. Anyone who's tried to keep a lawn knows that it's difficult, right?
Captain, he doesn't realize if you're a farmer, you're also a CEO, a CFO. If you hire anybody, you're HR. You got to repair equipment. I mean, this guy he's unreal.
Yeah. He's just extremely arrogant. Did you see this story in the Washington Post? I mean, it was a lot of this stuff has already been known about how he treated women. I mean, we've talked about the what he said about black people and brown people and throwing them up against the wall. Now he's insulted farmers. But the Washington Post took all the stories about him and women. A lot of them were in court depositions. Some of them were in publications that his own underlings put out about him. And they put a pamphlet out called The Wit and Wisdom of Michael Bloomberg. And some of the stuff is in the lawsuits. And you talk about Slim, you think he has contempt for farmers, or for old people, or for black and brown kids? Listen to this. This is in one of the file court suits against him by a woman. This is the woman he told that when she said she was pregnant, he told her to kill the baby. On April 11th, 1995, at approximately 11:20 a.m., and again, this is a public document, Bloomberg was having a photograph taken with two female company salespeople and a group of NYU business school students in the company snack area. When Bloomberg noticed Garrison, that's the plaintiff, standing nearby, he asked, "Why didn't they ask you to be in the picture? I guess they saw your face." Can you imagine ever saying that to a woman? He's got two daughters. Would you like it if somebody said that to one of his daughters, Slim?
I hope Bernie kicks his butt so that Trump can kick Bernie's butt.
You know what? You summed up my sentiments exactly, 100%. I can't disagree with a single syllable of that. I'm rooting for Bernie to take him down big time. And then I'm rooting for Trump to take out Bernie. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen. I think Carville summed it all up, that the Democrats are heading for a Corbyn-like moment. You know, they've got to nominate the weakest possible guy. Although, you know, Bloomberg would have to be up there as an extremely weak guy. And you know, Rush made another interesting point today. You know, like I said last week, he said Bloomberg isn't as smart as he thinks he is, and we're seeing that more and more. But he also said, you know, does Bloomberg really want to be elected president, or does he just want to defeat Trump? Because sometimes I think he just wants to defeat Trump. That's the whole thing with this Hillary thing. You know, I think the Hillary trial balloon that they floated late Saturday morning, early Saturday afternoon, with Matt Drudge. You know, Hillary being considered as Bloomberg's running mate. You know, I thought to myself, well, that's the classic trial balloon. You see what it is. You give it to one reporter, and then you know you see if it goes. You know, you say, well, yeah, we're considering that. If it doesn't go, you say, nah, not really. No, we're not doing that. So it didn't go over well. But then I saw that this story was breaking in the Washington Post. And that's the other reason that they put the trial balloon out. They wanted to shift the attention from this this record of Bloomberg's of just treating women so horribly and having this just breathtaking contempt for females. They wanted to take the focus off that story. Again, although most of this stuff was already out, but it's all in one place. And shift it over to Hillary Clinton. Could she be the running mate? I mean, it's really not that great of a story for Bloomberg, but it's better than the Washington Post story. And then the thing is, he has so much damn money. But last night I was looking around, and I just went on to one of the radio station websites in D.C. You know what else Bloomberg has been doing? He's been polling on whether or not he should make Mayor Bowser. She's this run-of-the-mill, just garden-variety Democrat Paul, black woman in D.C. Bloomberg polls, should he make Bowser the vice president? So he's like doing little favors for people, you know, inflating their ego by saying he might make them the vice president. And he's also like, he's got so much money, it doesn't matter if he spends $50,000 on a stupid poll like this, or I don't know how much he's going to spend. But most campaigns, even Bernie's, couldn't afford to spend money like this, just like throwing it up against the wall. There's no way he would ever make that woman his running mate. What would be the reason? So he can take D.C.? Yeah, D.C. that went 94% for Hillary in 2016. 844-500-4242. 920 says, I can't believe Joe didn't call Jorge Ramos a lying dog-faced pony soldier. That's a good point. Why didn't he? If it wasn't the truth, if somebody's lying to you and not telling the truth, then doesn't that make them a lying dog-faced pony soldier? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
Hi, this is Val from Long Meadow, Mass.
Hi, this is Tony and Pietra from Havel, Massachusetts.
This is Murney in Fairfax County, Virginia, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Oh, NYC, NYC.
No time I am well of Anita J-Lo, S-A-X-T.
You kind of got to see the video. It's the audio doesn't do it justice. That's Mike Bloomberg again. The alcalde de Nuevo York, I guess. Let me read you a couple more paragraphs of this Washington Post story. And again, a lot of this has been out. We're going to read you about the kill it part, but it's all in one place, easy to get to. Continuing his penchant for ridiculing recently married women and his employee, Bloomberg asked plaintiff, that's this woman Garrison that he settled up with, a non-disclosure agreement, how's married life? You married? Plaintiff responded that her marriage was great and was going to get better in a few months, that she was pregnant and that the baby was due the following September. He responded to her, kill it. Plaintiff asked Bloomberg to repeat himself, and again he said, kill it, and muttered, great, number 16, suggesting to plaintiff his unhappiness that 16 women in the company had maternity-related status. Then he walked away. I mean, I can understand he might not be happy about it, but does he really say kill it? I mean, and again, this was, you know, what? This was 25 years ago this happened, or 20 years ago. But still, I mean, even then, do you say kill it? 844-500-4242. 401 says, our Rhode Island governor, Gina, has already endorsed Bloomberg in hopes of being named his VP. She had hooked her wagon to Hillary during 2016 in hopes of getting a high-ranking D.C. job, too. Well, I don't think it's going to work out for her again. Do you know he's been endorsed by three members of the Congressional Black Caucus? Money talks.
Hey, Howie.
Money talks, BS walks. Yes, Grace.
It's kind of ironic that Mike Bloomberg, in his quest to take down Trump, is just pouring money into the Trump economy.
Yes, he...
Thanks, Mike.
Yes, he is. I mean, you know, I know he's got $60 billion, but he spent $400 million. I mean, it's like being in a drunk in a bar and just throwing $100 bills around, isn't it? You know, and you don't even know any of the people you're buying drinks for. I mean, it's just crazy. I know he's got the money and he's not going to miss it, but it just seems insane what he's doing. Tracy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tracy.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Hi. Good.
Well, I just wanted to reach out and speak up for those who can relate to the farmer comment and who it ticked off. But also, I have five kiddos. We homeschool. My husband's a disabled veteran. Did 14 years in the Marine Corps. He's also a plumber. Farming for him is very therapeutic, but I just was listening to that and thought, man, I really think he hit every nerve when he said that. And I mean, 2% now in the agriculture. Yeah, look at our diets now. Look at the standard American diet and our vegetables.
You know, you're right, Tracy. If he thinks that about farmers, he thinks that basically about your husband, a plumber. He thinks it about electricians. He thinks it about guys who fix his car. He thinks it about everybody, doesn't he?
I was raised by a plumber as well. My stepdad and my biological father is a truck driver. He's the type of guy that would say, truckers, you need to stay home for the day if the roads are bad. You're making this dangerous. Like, dude, one day off the road, these truckers, your life would change and you would be crying and crying and crying that you were missing these things. Like, they're not seeing people like this that are working the trades and working hard.
Right. You know, in a way, what he says is just as obnoxious as Hillary Clinton calling all of us deplorables or irredeemables. It's the same. He thinks, bottom line, he thinks he's better than us. He thinks he's better than everybody. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show podcast is brought to you in part by the Dirty Rats podcast. Everyone is raving about Dirty Rats. Available wherever you get your podcasts, as well as on DirtyRatsPodcast.com. Binge Dirty Rats today.